Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Lachlan with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, a pilot study screening people with diabetes to assist in diagnosing pancreatic cancer, a notoriously difficult disease to detect, is set to begin in Brisbane. The study is led by Professor Rachel Neal and focuses on diabetics as a vulnerable subgroup of the population due to a small tumour in the pancreas. The study is the initial measure to investigate whether pancreatic cancer screening via non-invasive CT scan can assist in early detection. If the study garners successful results, it may be increased to a full trial, potentially saving lives through early diagnosis.
Several hundred former prisoners have potentially been exposed to HIV and hepatitis C while in a male prison through sharing injection materials with an unknowingly infected inmate. Contact tracing was unable to find specific injecting partners, according to a Queensland Health communique, but the Health Contact Centre are continuing to contact almost 300 people at risk of exposure. The communique stated that if an individual presents to a sexual health service, we ask that they be provided full sexual health and BBV or bloodborne viruses testing. The situation has brought calls for needles and condom exchanges in prisons, amid research highlighting increased risk for inmates.
In national news, the first game of Australia's one-day international series against India fell to the green and gold yesterday. Australia's women's cricket team began the first of their three games with the ball, managing to exit the India team all out with 214 runs, before captain Alyssa Healy and player of the match Bess Mooney hit half centuries. Sutherland and Gardner finished off the game in the 38th over, however the Indian team believe they can bounce back for the second and third games to be played in Hobart on Friday and Sunday.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was evacuated from the lodge in Canberra last night over an unknown security threat. At 6 p.m. yesterday night, Australian Federal Police responded to a security incident and investigated Albanese's residence, being taken to another location before returning safely at 9 p.m., the AFP confirmed. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister thanked the police last night, saying that we trust the AFP to do their jobs and thank them for their work.
And in international news, the director of Paris's Louvre Museum has officially resigned following months of intense scrutiny in the wake of October's crown jewel heist. Laurence Descartes took the directorial position over the prestigious museum in 2021. However, via a string of recent issues which have highlighted the current state of the gallery's operation, including the $88 million heist, water leaks damaging priceless books, staff walkouts, strikes over working conditions, over-tourism and understaffing, being topped off by recent suspicions of a decade-long ticket fraud scheme involving the reusing of tickets by tour guides. Many see the resignation as too little too late, with French President Emmanuel Macron accepting the resignation as, quote, an act of responsibility.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of a possible shower. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us over on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.